The Giants' season ends on a controversial check swing call. Wilmer Flores did not swing the bat, and yet he's ruled out, you know, he's ruled to have swung the bat, and it ends the Giants' season. It's just a very gut-wrenching way to end a season that, you know, saw the Giants win 109 games, NLDS that went five games against the Dodgers, one-run game into the ninth inning. Look, I'm not out here blaming the umpire, but it's just not the way you want to see the game end. Ultimately, the Giants just did not score enough runs in this series. They only scored 10 runs in five games, so just two runs a game. It's hard to live when you're playing like that. But, you know, for the second year in a row, the Giants do have their season ended at the hands of an umpire. So we'll break the whole thing down and we'll talk about the season as a whole, and we'll get you set looking towards the future on today's Locked On Giants podcast.
You are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and on this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. I'm a former contributor for the baseball statistics and analysis websites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs. I've been podcasting about the Giants since 2015, and I'm a lifelong fan. This episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the app and join me this weekend to get in on the action. Thank you so much for making Locked On Giants your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms, which now includes YouTube, so check us out there. And coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about the Giants' magical season coming to an end last night in NLDS Game 5 against the Dodgers. Just what an unbelievably epic battle that it was with LA from start to finish. And both teams end up winning 12 games in this head-to-head matchup. But the Dodgers bested the Giants. As much as I hate to say it, the Dodgers bested the Giants overall, and they move on to the NLCS. It's very, you know, difficult and painful to accept. But like I said, ultimately the Giants just did not score enough runs, and they had opportunities in this Game 5 to put some runs on the board, and they were not able to come through. The Dodgers came through in the top of the ninth inning. They got a couple of key clutch hits against Camilo Doval. They took a 2-1 lead. And ultimately, you'd like to not put your season in the hands of an umpire to make a judgment call. Same thing was true last year with Rob Drake when he had a bad game and ultimately called out Austin Slater on a pitch that was well out of the strike zone. If you're leading at that point, then you don't put it in the umpire's hand. But obviously, with the Giants trailing in both cases, they did put it in the umpire's hand. And ultimately, you know, the call last night with Wilmer Flores was a bad call. He checked his swing and it ended the Giants' season. And so, you know, there's so many different directions to go with this. The Giants did not blame the umpires. They definitely said that he did not swing, but, you know, everybody knows that he did not swing except Gabe Morales at first base. We also saw a bad strike zone, which we knew we were going to see, which is an unfortunate stain on the game of Major League Baseball, in my opinion. And I really don't want this show to come across as me blaming the umpires for what happened ultimately, but this is a point, if you've listened to the show before, that I make over and over. I made before the game, I made all season long, and I made in the off season. I do not like how much power umpires have in a game. They shouldn't have power at all, in my opinion. There's a defined strike zone. There's defined, you know, in baseball, it's not like, well, it's not, I want to say it's not like basketball or football where there's kind of judgment calls all the time. You're either safe or you're out. It's either in the strike zone or it's not. There's not really, there doesn't have to be any judgment. One area where there kind of always is the check swing. So I just don't like that. I would like for there to just be, you know, the set strike zone and let's stick to it. And unfortunately, there was a critical, it may have had more of an impact on this game, actually, was Chris Bryant batting with a runner on first, Brandon Crawford, and nobody out in, I think, the fourth inning, should have walked. He took five straight pitches. All five were out of the strike zone. It wasn't particularly close on the two pitches out of the zone that were called strikes in that plate appearance, but they were called strikes. It would have been first and second, nobody out at that point in a tie scoreless game. And so first and second, nobody out versus runner on first, one out is just a huge difference. You're likely to score at least a run when you have first and second, nobody out, and you're not if it's runner on first, one out. So I just hate to see that. And this umpiring crew in general was not a crew with a good reputation even. So I don't understand how they were assigned to this critical series between two teams, you know, the 107-win Giants, 106-win Dodgers, and their strength is plate discipline. So how are you going to assign this umpiring crew to this series? And it definitely played a role. And in fact, Andy Baggerly in The Athletic had quotes from players after the game, anonymous kind of quotes, and it wasn't just players, it was Giants sources and whatnot. They were saying, like, they were shocked by this umpiring crew that they were assigned, and one of the players says, hey, did you notice how many first pitch swings we were taking at fastballs? And yeah, I mean, they were super aggressive in the series, as were the Dodgers, but apparently by design, because you can't leave it up to the umpire, was the mindset of the players. And so I just don't want to see that anymore. I'm not griping about this particular game. I'm using it to go off on a larger discussion that I've always felt strongly about. Enough is enough with these umpires and their unique strike zones and taking the game into their own hands. It is a hard job. It is a very hard job. I'm not saying they're bad at it. I'm just saying it's too difficult for humans to do. The ball is coming in so much faster and so much nastier even than it looks on TV. And they've got a mask over their face. They're not even centered on the plate. They've got bodies left and right, you know, the batter and the catcher, and there's all kinds of stuff going on there. So to be able to call it with any kind of precision is impossible. So even the best umpires out there still miss calls routinely. So we don't accept that anymore on the bases and whatnot. So I don't think we should accept it in the strike zone. But anyway, the point is the check swing too. You cannot end a series like this on a call like that. If I'm one of the base umpires, I'm not calling unless he completely goes around. But he thought he did, so I'm not really blaming him. It's just, you know, he missed the call, and it ended the Giants' 109-win season. So coming up next, we'll talk a little bit more about the game. We're going to hear from MLB insider, Locked On MLB insider Gordon Beckham on his thoughts on how this series ended and that check swing, whether or not he thinks Wilmer Flores went. And then we'll turn the page and start talking big picture and looking ahead to what's going to be a long offseason. So stay tuned for that. But first, did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There's really something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, you're missing out. Coconut, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate. My favorite flavor is raspberry, and it's just a delicious bar. And what's amazing is that it comes in with 17 to 18 grams of protein, which is great for a protein bar, and just 4 to 5 grams of sugar. I really don't know how Built Bar is able to do it. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, as promised, we are going to kind of continue to wrap this one up, and eventually we're going to play Gordon Beckham's thoughts on this check swing and how the series ended and went as a whole, and then we'll turn the page and get you set for what's going to be a long offseason, and we're going to have shows all along the way. Thank you again for making Locked On Giants your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms. So yeah, 2-1 game. I can't believe I didn't even mention in the open there that Logan Webb was once again fantastic. He just stepped up in a huge way in the last three starts he made, and really in the middle of the season. He just turned into a frontline starter, you would say, you know, based on just the middle of the season towards the end. But then the last three starts, game 162, when the Giants needed to win the division, game one of the NLDS against LA, game five of the NLDS against LA, three enormous pressure-packed starts, and he stepped up huge all three times. And so Logan Webb has not only arrived on the San Francisco Giants as a frontline starter, he has arrived on the national stage as a frontline starter. He showed the baseball world what he could do, and he has emerged as a guy people think of as a frontline starter. So it's great news for the Giants, especially when we start talking about their free agent class and how all of their starting rotation is now going to reach free agency besides Logan Webb. Logan Webb is under club control, you know, for years and years here, but Gausman, DeSclafani, Wood, Cueto, they're all going to hit the open market unless the Giants are able to, you know, extend them before they reach free agency. There's a little bit of an exclusive window where you can negotiate exclusively with your own free agents. But, you know, and I expect a lot of those guys to be back, and we'll get into that eventually when there's time for it. But yeah, Logan Webb's emergence is great news for the San Francisco Giants, and he stepped up so big, and he had another great start last night. He ends up going 7 innings, 1 run allowed, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts, 4 hits. He just couldn't have been much better. He didn't have his slider command as good as he had it in game one, but with the sinker and the changeup and the occasional slider, he was able to neutralize the Dodgers again and give the team a chance to win. They just could not score. And the Dodgers, they went, you know, with an opener. We didn't know at the recording of yesterday's show that they were going to do that, but I thought it was a smart move by them, and it ended up working out pretty well for the Dodgers. They got 2 scoreless innings out of Knebel and Gratterall. Then they went to Julio Urias, and then they closed it out with a couple, actually 3 right-handed relievers, including Max Scherzer closing it out in the ninth. The last 3 right-handed relievers to come in, Trinan, Jansen, Scherzer, all pitched a scoreless inning with 2 strikeouts, no hits, no walks. So tip your hat to Dodgers pitching. At least I tip my hat to Dodgers pitching. They shut the Giants offense down. So there's going to be a lot of time to digest this one. But for now, let's turn it over to Gordon Beckham, who's going to discuss his thoughts on whether or not he thinks Wilmer Flores swung. He's more of a neutral party, I guess. So take it from him. Former Major League Baseball player, did have like 6 plate appearances for the Giants in 2016. But Gordon Beckham's going to give his thoughts, and then we will eventually kind of talk big picture what the Giants accomplished this year and, you know, start looking ahead. So without further delay, here's Gordon Beckham.
What's going on, everyone? This is Kim Becker with a Locked On Now Insider Report, and joining me is our MLB insider, Gordon Beckham. Gordon, a huge game 5. The Dodgers came away with a win over the Giants, but that last strike 3 call, what do we think about this one, Gordon? I don't even know where to start, but do you think this was a controversial call? What do we think?
I think it's a call that you definitely don't want to make to end a, you know, NLDS game, an important game, game 5. I thought he did check his swing, and I think it was the wrong call. I don't think any team wants to see the ending of a game like that. That's just, you know, to have such great seasons on both sides, you want to see like a game-winning hit or a clean strikeout or a great play to end the game. Something that basically is not what we just saw. I thought that he checked it up, but that's a tough call as an umpire on first base. I mean, there's not much he can do. He's going off his gut instinct on what. If he was to offer that pitch, I think he offered. I just don't think he actually swung or attempted to swing at it.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a call that we're going to be talking about for a long time here. But other than that one call, I mean, this series was something that everybody was looking forward to with the Giants and the Dodgers, the two very strong teams this season. Did it all live up to the hype to you until this last call?
Yeah, I think it did. I mean, even with the last call, it still was an amazing series. I mean, you had two awesome teams going toe-to-toe all series long, great pitching generally. I mean, Webb was unbelievable. This kid's going to be a star. You know, a great game tonight. I mean, ended the way that you wanted it to end in a lot of ways. I mean, a 2-1 game, got a run real late to win the game. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than that. I mean, this is two of the best teams, you know, in a long, long time in one division, and they're going at it. And Scherzer comes in and shuts the door. It was pretty amazing.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much, Gordon. That was a Locked On Now Insider Report. Locked On, your team every day.
All right, that was Gordon Beckham. So coming up next, we'll break that down. We'll kind of give our final thoughts on that game and then talk big picture about the Giants season and get you set for the offseason. But before we do, we're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back for another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this year. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, and don't forget about postseason baseball still, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, as promised, we're going to wrap this thing up. Obviously, there's so much more to talk about, and that's what the off-season is going to be about for us. We've got, you know, 6 months, unfortunately, that we're going to be able to break this whole thing down and kind of look back on this game. I can't stress enough. I don't want to blame the umpires, but the umpires played a role, and that's unfortunate. It's unfortunate for the game. Neither team wants that. I talked to Jeff Snyder of Locked On Dodgers before the game. We both were concerned about the home plate umpire. We both were not happy about the crew that was assigned to this series. And so nobody wants this except we have to deal with it, and it's just a crapshoot as to who's going to benefit from it. And the check swing call, that's not something I saw coming because I was more concerned about the strike zone. And I would just say if the strike zone played a role, it was really just in that one at bat. And that's the thing. When it comes down to one game, a couple of calls can completely change the game, and potentially they did. Wilmer Flores never had a shot to take a swing against Scherzer. I mean, he should have at least seen one more pitch. Very unlikely he was going to do anything. The Giants hadn't done anything all game, and Scherzer's really good. He was behind in the count. It should have been 1-2 at that point. But, you know, you'd like to have him have a shot, and that's kind of my final thought on that. So big picture, this was an incredible season for the San Francisco Giants. They entered the year with expectations that were low. People expected them to win maybe 75 games. The projection systems had them winning 75 games. And instead, they won 107. They won the NL West, as it says over my shoulder here on YouTube, NL West champs. No one can ever take that away from the 2021 Giants. They unseated the Dodgers, who had won this division, 8 years in a row? The Giants won it this year in a year that nobody expected them to be any good. And it wasn't just smoke and mirrors. They absolutely earned their 107-win season. They had the most home runs they'd ever hit in franchise history, most wins they ever had in franchise history. The pitching, the defense, the hitting, everything was really good. And the story of this year is the transformation and the quantum leap forward that this team made. And expectations, the bar has been raised by a lot. Like, people now should expect this team to compete in 2022 and every year thereafter. Farhan Zaidi and Scott Harris have done a great job building up this roster and the infrastructure of the whole organization from the ground up. The coaching staff, Donnie Ecker, Justin Veeley, Dustin Lind on the hitting side, Andrew Bailey, JP Martinez, Brian Bannister on the pitching side, everyone else, Gabe Kapler especially, who's going to be the unanimous manager of the year, most likely. He's probably going to get an extension in the offseason. So is Farhan Zaidi. So things are looking up very much so for the San Francisco Giants. And just, I tip my hat to the incredible work that they did this season, transforming this team. Like, the transformation was abrupt and spectacular. And so the future is bright. They have a ton of money coming off the books, a ton of roster spots they're going to have to fill out, including an entire starting rotation outside of Logan Webb. And, you know, Brandon Belt is a free agent. Gausman, DeSclafani, Wood, Cueto, like I said. Buster Posey has a club option, but it sounds like he may possibly retire or at least consider it. So that's obviously a huge story. So, yeah, all offseason long, we're going to be with you. We still do these shows every single weekday. Locked On Giants is the name of it. Obviously, you know that if you're watching right now, so I don't know why I said that. But anyway, yeah, so today's Friday. On Monday, we'll have had a little more time to process this, and we'll be back probably kind of decompressing still and getting you. Next week will be, I think, about preparing you for what's to come this offseason, getting more into those free agent decisions and all that. So thank you so much for being with us all season long. It's been a ton of fun. This has been one of my favorite seasons ever to cover the Giants. And it ended in a way you wouldn't like, but I'm still just so proud of this team. I didn't mention the players, too. First and foremost, the players for just putting in the work and just having this incredible season. So we will be back on Monday. I can't wait to be with you then. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, telling your friends and family to check us out, liking, commenting, subscribing on YouTube, all of that good stuff. So thank you in advance, and thank you to everyone who's done so already. I can't wait to be with you again on Monday. Thanks again for listening. You are now Locked On Giants.